my lovely players. This is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode for September 6th, 2021. It's September! It's, of course, the wrap-up episode for Season 47, and you know what this means. The full rundown of every single promotion. Whoop whoop! This week's nail polish is called 345, and it's olive green. So, congrats to Apostolos, John S. Sounder, and Tara Cubist, who all made the right guess. This is also the last episode before a five-week break, and I'm a mixed bag of emotions about it. But I have some chocolate pudding, so I'll get through this today. I also want to crown our nail polish color quiz champion, who had the most correct guesses out of 14 nail polish color quizzes. And it is Assemble Me with 6 correct guesses. Congrats to you. Assemble Me is followed with 5 correct guesses each by Johns and Tara Cubist. Congrats to you as well. And a joint third place with 4 correct guesses each goes to S. Sounder and Jekyll. And with these wonderful news, let's get this very special episode started. The Jolly Jays played their tiebreaker match last night, and J-Nails pulled through. They played a best of 5, and it ended 3-1. J-Nails will meet NA Smith 99 in the Season 47 championship match sometime soon, I assume. And you will hear all about it in October. Apart from our 2 finalists, Johns, of course, and Shanahan stay in A, while Crabcat 2 and Sam E sadly demote. As of now, Crabcat will not return for Season 48. Sammy and NA Smith 99 haven't decided yet, and the other 3, that is Johns, Shanahan, and J-Nails, will all play in October. Now for B, C, D, and E tiers, there were only a few little things left that changed in the past week, or were, like, ultimately decided. So, of course, Negative and Sigmatic won their groups in B tier. In C1, Apostolos pulled through and is promoting to B in October. Congratulations! It's also been a very, very close division. Zyrix won C2. Marcos wins C3 with a solid 72% win rate. Congratulations. And as you already know, Sir Lucasin won C4. Now, we know that Russ 2 comes up first in D1, but the second spot is as of yet undecided. In D2, Jant Grizz and J True Piano promote. Monk, FSH, and Sharor promote in D3. Cyrus and Triple Range Merch, who is not trippy, promote in D4. WJ11 won E1. Iris42 prevailed on top of E2 and promotes to D next season. Congratulations! 8, 19, 28, 128, 1, E3, Person Man 1, E4, Team OK 1, E5, JMJ, JMJ 1, E6, S. Sounder 1, E7, and T. Darkshine 1, E8. As you know, I will give you the remaining promotions for F to J tiers after the end of the regular episode, so those of you who aren't interested in all these names don't miss any of the other sections and can tune off after. Now, this is usually where we head over to the results comments shoutout section, but somehow I didn't really collect any this past week, which might be because it was only a few couple matches left to play anyway. So in lieu of results comments, I thought I'd just share some of the wonderful and curious phrases, Duolingo asked me to translate to or from Yiddish over the past couple days. So there's a lot of CAC content for some reason. So for example, I was asked to translate the sentence, how do 90 cats live here? Then there was also a phrase I was asked to translate, which was, pandas are so cute. Which, thank you, Duolingo. And another one that left me a little concerned was, my wife is never pleased. I have questions. Questions about that. Now for the significant lead shout out. There were no changes from last week, but I thought I'd give you some evaluations. So there are 75 players with a win rate of 65% or more in this season 47. 21 of those are in J and 15 in I tiers, so almost half of them, half of all of our club members are in the two lowest tiers. Both our B group winners made the club, which means B tier is the highest tier represented. The other tier to produce a club member in every single division is D. And C is the only tier to only produce one club member this season. Of course, none of our A players reached the magic 65 threshold, so no entry at all for A tier. 14 players entered the club at exactly 65%, and our highest ranking member reached 90%, as you may remember. I love statistics. I'm a good historian that way. Anyways, moving on to size games. The penultimate round of Big Games 3 is finished. Cat Stealer 419, Bitter Worm, Coil, Nesala, Cyrusk, Halo Andy 007, and Assemble Me won their matches. And there were no ties this round. Is this even Big Games? Cat Stealer remains in the lead of overall standings. Kilohertz managed to get a lead on Andy, who is joined by Folivora, Nesala, and Cyrusk in third place. In medium games, Colonnade finished all their matches this week, leaving J. Truppiano and Taimai Shoelace in shared first place. Basilica sadly lost a player, which means that Snowbusy and Asounder finished in first and second place of that group. So, semis are set. Snowbusy will meet J. Truppiano and Asounder will meet Taimai Shoelace. Good luck to all of you! In small games, 6K3W7IV5TG28 decided the last match of the group stage for themselves, thus advancing to semifinals. There, they met Say It With Your Chest, who won the match and is now awaiting the winner of the second semifinal, which is to be determined between A.O. and Eshikur. Signups for all size games are now open until sometime. I don't recall. But they're open at least 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. So go sign up. I really enjoyed small games this last season. Will sign up again. I don't think anything at all happened in dual set this week. We're still awaiting the grand finale of the fourth bracket. So good luck to Bacon Potato and the Man 0613. And as you may have noticed, the Card Champions tournament started. So 6 of the 10 matches in round 1 of Card Champions tied, while Akuchi, Jackdoll, Triple Range Merge, and Halo Andy 007 won their matches. Round 2 is underway now, and Rust 2, Minion Pawn, Kruskin, and Terra Cubist already played and won their matches. and Akuchi tied against Triple Range Merge. Current ranks 1 and 2 are a tied Rust 2 with Artificer and Triple Range Merge with Develop, and Minion Pawn with Overlord and Terra Cubist with Church. We'll see how far the tournament has progressed when this program returns. And with this, we have reached my personal week in games. I played a couple friendly games against Bintian and Jekyll. I also played Raided, which is as scary as ever. I played some Dominion IRL and had a very aesthetically pleasing setup with 20 cards that was very nice. The game itself was quite brutal, I have to admit. I also commentated a match with Dear Jekyll, which is always fun. And after that, like, three people requested the commentator role. So I consider myself a recruiter now. And as you know, with every wrap-up episode, there is a little love fest. So this is part three. It's been 24 weeks. 24 episodes. I've started this at the end of March and now it's September. I am proud of myself. This is something I put a lot of work into, and it pays off for me personally. And from the feedback I get, it seems to be worth it not only for my own enjoyment. There's two things I'd like to share. One is that even if it may not always seem like it, and even if it's sometimes silly, I am always very thoughtful with what I'm sharing with you here. That goes for my language as well as for what I am choosing to feature in SpecChat. And the second thing is that I would like to take this moment to thank all of you wonderful people who have shaped my experience of this community and have helped shape the pod into the thing it is now. I'm getting emotional. So thank you for listening. Thank you for reaching out with feedback. Thank you for suggesting changes and requesting additional topics. Thank you for giving feedback on pre-released passages. Thank you for helping me compile data. Thank you for being angry on my behalf. Thank you for listening to my rants. Thank you for cheering me up when I'm sad or angry. Thank you for singing with me. Thank you for listening to my singing. Thank you for coaching me. Thank you for explaining tricks of this beautiful game to me. Thank you for giving me notes. Thank you for sharing wonderful music. Thank you for watching scary TV with me and telling me when to look away. Thank you for watching sports with me. Thank you for playing music for me. Thank you for being my guest on the show. Thank you for transcribing pages and pages of interviews. Thank you for playing friendly games with me. Thank you for telling me how to pronounce your name. And thank you for your kindness. Thank you. So, there's no preview, obviously. I wish all of you good luck in the championship if you participate. I'll probably see you there. I hope all of you make the best out of this break, and I'll see all of you in October. Now we've reached SpecChat, where I'll share thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. And, well, this might take a moment, but bear with me. So what I wanted to share with you is my appreciation for a tool of the German Bundeszentrale für politische Bildung, which is like a federal institute for political education. And they publish this thing that is called Wahl-O-Mat before every election. And that's like a state election, federal election, or European European level election. And it's a tool to basically help you understand the different positions of all our parties. They have a bunch of hypotheses, basically. So they look at what topics are being discussed at the moment. And it's quite interesting because if you don't really follow the news, that's also a good way to kind of get some information about what is happening right now on the state level or the national level. So they choose these hypotheses. And it can be anything, right? It's like, for example, for because we not only vote, we're not, elections are not only for the federal government at the end of the month, but also for the Berlin Senate. And so on the Berlin level, for example, one of the hypotheses is if they should continue building the city autobahn, for example. And then you can say, I agree, or I disagree, or you can be neutral. And they have these 38 hypotheses, and the way they do it is a team comes up with these hypotheses, and then they send them to all the different parties that you can vote for in the respective election. And then the party sends in their answer, and then a team of experts looks at the answers. And when they see like discrepancies between the party program and the answers, the parties get a chance to like revise the answers, and then like send them back in. And the tool provides like the answers, like, you don't get any like interpretations or anything, but you get a quote, like you get the direct quote from the party. And so you you get all the 38 questions, if you will, and you can agree or disagree or stay neutral. And then you can place like a certain emphasis, like when you say this topic is important to me. For example, if you think like climate, everything that's with climate, those questions are important to me, then you can emphasize them. And then it kind of, at the end, it just gives you an overview of the percentage that your answers match positions of the different parties. And it's quite fun. Like, I really enjoy doing this, not only because I get to see what is actually like being discussed at the moment. So especially for the state level elections, it's always interesting to see, oh, okay, so this is being discussed right now, or that's a topic right now. And it's also like, it's so interesting to kind of see the percentage you have with like different parties, because obviously I know where I stand, and it's really fun to kind of compare it to all the fun parties that we have around here. So for the Berlin level elections, I had quite a high percentage match with weird. I mean, yeah, it's not surprising, right? Because so there's like one little Splitterpartei, we would say, like splinter party, like a leftist splinter party that kind of is from the like squatting. A scene, I guess, is what you could say. And I have a 94% match with them. So that's the highest percentage. And then interestingly, like 90% match with the communists, and then like 86 or so percent with the left and the Green Party. And on the state level, so these are obviously two different versions of the tool. For the state level, I have like 89% or so with the left and the Green Party. And it's important to remember that this tool, I mean, it gives you kind of the match percentages for the different party positions, but it's not like, it's not a recommendation for what to vote. It's entirely a tool of information just to help you get to know the different party programs without having to read the party programs. And it also helps you kind of distinguish between the party positions. And also, it's very interesting because, like, for me, for example, I'm also interested to a certain degree in what like the Nazis think or what their positions are. And so it's always a little shocking when you get like 30% match with like the traditional Nazi party. I'm happy to say that I have like 16 or 17% match with the new Nazi party. So that's always good to see. But it's interesting because, like, of course you get like hypotheses. For example, for Berlin, there was like this one question where it said public transport should be free. And of course, like, the left party agrees to that. The government doesn't, the Berlin Senate. But that's also something that, like, Nazis would agree to, right? So, yeah, it can be misleading, if you don't know how to use the tool correctly, which is like, goes for like every media and every tool, obviously. But yeah, it's pretty fun. And then of course you get to read all the different answers that the party sent in. And this is like, I can't go like through all of them because it's a lot of bigotry and a lot of it's very misanthropic as well. But then I just like read the answers of the party, which is what we would call a Spaßpartei. So just a, well, they're not a mock party because they're a real party and they're also in the European Parliament, for example. They are a left party who just like poke fun at the whole democratic process. And so their answers are hilarious. So if you read like the whole like SPD and CDU answers and maybe NPD AfD answers, because I don't know, you want to be angry or sad, then you can just go to the party answer and be cheered up. So for example, for the Berlin election, there was this question, or this hypothesis that, there shouldn't be any research for militaristic purposes at the Berlin universities. And you could agree or disagree or be neutral. And, so the party, they said yes. There shouldn't be any research for militaristic purposes at the university, at the Berlin universities. And their answer was, except for at the University of Arts. So that's, I like them. I like them so much. Also, they always have the best, posters. But of course, I wouldn't vote for them. For all of you who, first of all, my fellow German citizens, please vote. It's very important to vote. I don't know. I consider it a responsibility. So please, whatever you do, just make sure you vote. And of course, please don't vote for Nazis. And you know who they are. And also do yourself and all of our future generations a favor and do not vote CDU or CSU. It's simple as that. Just don't, of course, vote for whoever you want, but that's just like one thing. Just choose anyone. Like you can, basically you can't do anything wrong if you don't vote for Nazis or CDU. Simple as that. And yeah, that's what I wanted to share with you. If you are at all interested in this tool and, I don't know, would like to know your percentages, send me a message. I'm more than happy to like do this whole thing with you. And yeah, I'll translate it for you. And we can see who you would be matching with. It's also like it doesn't take long. Even though there's like around 40, it's 38 of those questions. Doesn't take that long. And yeah, I love it so much. I think this institute is just wonderful. It's a very, very valuable thing we have there. And I'll link to it in the show notes. That's it. Please, please, please vote. It's always important to vote. And this is it for the regular episode. And I'll now be shouting out all promoting players from F to J tiers. So if that is not interesting to you, I thank you very much for listening until this point. And I'll see you in October. Bye-bye. So we'll go up from J tier. So all players promoting from J to I tier this season. Congrats to Start to Simone and Mr. Fisher, Bell 22 and BJT AIT 15, MSP 0425 and November Men, Miri Coco and Chocopie, Semmelmann and Dr. BWS, Gesusi 1 and Spectre Shah, Steve Chaya and Lupine Fire, See You Later Too, and Netflix, A Curious Paradox and JR Arms, CJ Panzalan and Mucktown, Dalkar and Cromulus, D. Kretschmer and Cecilia Doan, Shorty and Uniboshi, Velos Raptor and Tribonk, Mel1234, Catalia and MaxGamePro, H. Bellini and Hicks 4047, Pesseltot and Small Snack Bean, Bacon Potato and A Curious Thing, and Jack Joab and Anna. Well done, all of you! Promoting from I to H tier are Mike McGeezy, Cloudburst, Dutchie for Life, Kyle C., Hoyo, DRH150482, Jolene, Karina Lovely, Jennifer Kyuju, Nickelby474, Envy, Nirilika, H. Matas, CD Loomis, Sweets786, B. Split, Firishin, GMGMGMGM, Isaiah W1, DFO David, Snowdrop, Goku Black, Evoni, Lord Booty, Liliana294, Edred, Johannes, Damonion, Dexter327, Quanwe, Alter Keen, Hamburginho, Bobombe, Rowan Bar, Klaas L, Stu, AHD, Nick Z, Dean Corso, Machine Pete, Lindini, and Grebst. Congrats! Promoting from H2 G tier are P. Grabber, A Snowburger, Snyderman67, Rainbow Chalice, Jack is Me is Jack, Purdue Pete, Youngster Joey, Ecole, Ninja Creeper47, H. Gilfix, MSB72, Wardo 91, Gebump, Aelod O, Titol, Eglit, Newton Zappel, Merlos, Me, Malgorja, Fork Me 4, and Mike D 1991. Congrats to all of us! Promoting from G2FR, Abia and AJL828, Lavender Cello and Mirudo, Gary of PGH2 and Prismatic 70, Not a Van and JSKN, Acord 01 and Jomar 194, Tornado and MCU Fly, CBSCH2 and Setup Fire, Manfred Mouthbot and Username Got Taken, Pultje and Vatulamini, Rotte and Emily FD, Sparrowhawk 73 and Leopardkrone, and BM Leap and Alex Smith Backwards. And finally, oh, congratulations to all of you. And finally, promoting from F to E tier this season are Eskoglund, Valric, Bitterworm Coil, Hannibal Zex, Dark Wrath, Charlie Pianist, Huapadi, Marco Kette, Casual Majestic, and Alunik. Well done, all of you. Well played. Congratulations. And best of luck and a lot of fun in the coming season. So for those of you who have listened to all this, you are truly great. Thank you so much. And if you are in the mood for a reward, DM me and I'll send you my answers to the warm-up questions of our three interviews so far. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am @Strumpf. I'll go and have a happy cry now. And I'll catch you all in October. The game has ended. Bye!